Right? Okay. Another day of Talmud Torah together. Today's daf is daf Chav Dalet and Maseches Nedarim. We are on Chav Gimel on Mabez, the second to last line. Yesterday we got to speak about the daf of Kol Nidre. Again, we didn't get into it, but there's many Sichos Musar, exactly why we start with Kol Nidre. That's the most, the night of Kol Nidre, we even call it. That's the most important idea that we start with. So yesterday we spoke about the halachic issues related to Kol Nidre. So hashkafically, most of the Sichos Musar that are given just talk about the Koach HaDibur, how talking makes us unique. As the Kuzari said, we mentioned this yesterday actually, the Kuzari said that the four levels of being are Domim, Someach, Chayin, Medaber. The Unkelis at the beginning of Bereishis says that Nefesh Chai means Ruach Memalala, the Koach HaDibur of a person is what makes a person unique. And Kol Nidre, when we start Yom Kippur, we talk about the power of our Koach HaDibur. And that's symbolized by Kol Nidre. And that's hashkafically what exactly many of the Mefarshim say. Okay, but now we get back to our Gemara. Yibay Elohu, second to last line. Pligi Rabbanan Alei to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Alo. Do the Rabbanan argue under Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov? Which Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov? So remember the previous Amud. The bottom of Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph was the second Mishnah in the Perek. So let's review for a minute. The first Mishnah in the Perek said there were four Arban Adarim. That's the Perek word. Arban Adarim means Richa Matara. You don't have to be Matir. And the first one on the list was Nidre Ziruzin. Nidre Ziruzin, the first Mishnah spoke about buyers and sellers which who make Nidarim just trying to encourage each other. I'm not going to buy it for this, I'm not going to sell it for that. So that was Mishnah A. First Mishnah is Nidre Ziruzin, and we assume that they're not serious in what they say, and therefore you don't even need Hatara for that. We assume it wasn't a serious Neder. As the first Tosfos in the Parak said, that's a case of Ein Libo V'Peshavin, on Daf Chaf. Right, what you're saying and what's in your heart are not the same. So therefore, it's not a significant neder. The second Mishnah in the Perek also spoke about a neder shel zirus, but it was in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. On Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said, if you want your friend to really eat by you for Shabbos, right? Yesterday we broke up the Mishnah. We said part one. There's two different sentences in the Mishnah. So sentence one in the Mishnah was, if you want to invite your friend for Shabbos, you can be mad to them, and I all my lachasim are also to you if you don't come to me for Shabbos. Right, that's also an example of a nidre zeruzin. A neder shazir is an encouraging neder, and therefore, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says that also does not need to be matired. You don't have to do she'el on that because we don't assume that it was a serious neder. So that was in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So the question is that the Gemara is asking now: do the Rabbanan argue under Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov? Why is it only in his name? Would they argue? What would be a svara? Why would they argue? So the Ron here says, the Rush said it yesterday, maybe one could suggest that Nidre Ziruzin is only by Mekach u'Memkar, only by business. Selling higher, selling lower, that's where the principle of Nidre Ziruzin would apply. But outside of that one, inviting somebody for Shabbos? No, you're serious when you invite somebody for Shabbos. Only by buying and selling, we say that there are different certain practices of the trade, of the business, so that would be an example of Nidre Ziruzin. But if it's, right, the second to last line of the run, Ad kan lo kamir Rabbanan Nidre Ziruzin have, when does Rabbanan agree to that principle? Ela b'mocher v'lokeach, she'ein p'yem b'libam shavim, only by buyers and sellers. That's where they're not serious with what they say. T'yaf mitchila ha'yerotza b'shlosha dinarim. Originally, they want three dinars. That's what they would agree upon. But by eating your friend, who said that there's a principle of Nidre Ziruzin in Kol HaTorah Kula? Maybe it's a specific behavior by buyers and sellers. So do the Rabbanan argue? And secondly, and if they do argue under Blazer Ben Yaakov, do we pass it like him or not? Amazing question. Usually we have the principle of Yachad v'rabim halacha k'rabim. Right? So usually we go by the rabbim. But why is the difference here? Because we have in a number of places in Shas the line of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Mishnas Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Kav v'naki. What Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says is clean and clear and straight. And therefore, we would follow, there's a good chance that we would follow him in a case where he would argue with the Rabbanan. Right, we had back in Erevin that one of the Mefarshim said Kav in 102 places, that's what we pass on like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So is this within the 102 that Mishnah's Kavanaki? The other Tosfos and the Rush here are so convinced the other way. We have Mishnah's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Kavanaki in a few places, so how could there be a possibility that we would argue on him? There's a shaila. If the rabbanon argue, there's a shaila that we might not paskin like him. So there are different answers given. Tosfos here says, last five words of the Rush on the Amud. Dilma hacha mistaver tamayo de rabbanon. Even though we usually paskin like Abazim and Yaakov, maybe here the rabbanon svar makes more sense. Or Tosfos quotes, there are, even though it's kavanaki, it's clear, it makes a lot of sense, but maybe that doesn't mean we paskin like him. There are others as well. The Shamin Adarim here quoted a couple of other pshatim. The Rana Tamara's daf says maybe that principle only applies when he argues with an individual. Mishas Elazar ben Yaakov Kavanaki is only when there's him against a Yachid, so we always paskin like him. But if it's against a Rabim, like here, maybe we wouldn't paskin like him. Again, there's a couple of approaches how we could suggest that Mishas Elazar ben Yaakov Kavanaki does not mean that we always paskin like him. Okay, so that's the question of the Gemara. Do the Rabbanan argue? And if there is an argument, who do we paskin like? So says the Gemara Tashma. We're going to have four potential trying to bring a raya to this question. So Tashma, number one. Jitzan, the Mishnah says later on, Ha'omer l'chaveiro, man says to his friend, Konam she'eni nana l'cha, im i'ata notel l'bincha, kur shel chitim, v'shtechavio shel yayim. I am not getting any benefit from you if you don't take this stuff that I'm giving you for your son. Right, a kur of chitim, a bushel of wheat, and two barrels of wine. Meaning the guy, Reuven, really wants to give Shimon's son a present. So Reuven says to Shimon, if you don't take the son for your stuff for your son, I'm assuring all hana on me that I can get from you. So he really wants to give, a present. Therefore he's ready to say, everything's assur to me if you don't take this. So what does the Mishnah there say? That's an example of a nether that you don't even have to go to a chacham for. You don't have to go to a chacham. What do you mean you don't have to go to a chacham? So the Ran's Lashon is, this Pesach is muchachas tfei. It's a very clear-cut Pesach. What does that mean? I'm sorry, that's the Lashon of the Rush. Hai pischa muchachas tfei. Why? Sheyachol lo marlo. Because the person could say, Shimon in our case, right? Reuven said, everything's awesome to me if you don't take this for your son. Sheyachol lo marlo. Kluma marta el bishvil kvodi. What's the whole reason that you made such a nether? Just to give me honor. Because you really want to give my kid something. Zeu kvodi. It's my covenant not to accept it. So you did it for my covenant, and it's my covenant not to accept. Why? Because the Ran says, it's so covenant. The guy's saying, in the third line of the Ran, I am such a chush of person, I can't even accept your presence. And when people see that, they'll think of me, says Shimon, as such a covetic mechubad person. So says the Ran, that's the pshat, that's the end of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says again, Reuven says to Shimon, I ask your ol hana on me, on myself, if you don't take this for your son, so that nether does not need hatara, because Shimon could say, what's the whole reason you made such a nether? For my covet? Okay, zeo kvodi, it's my covet not to accept. That's the Lashon of the Ran. Sheschabed yoser kishayirush at the rotaliti, vani ene rosal kabel. Or a little differently, the Rush quotes, the Pasuk, Soni matanas yichya. Right, it's not, we try not to accept matanas, to rely on people. Right, we say in benching that we don't want to rely on the matanas basar of Adam. Sheseo kvodi, that's the end of the Mishnah. Yeah.
I mean, we said it's not a nether, or it's a nether that's easy to...
Is it not a nether? That's a good question. Is this an example, it sounds like from here, that you don't even need anything. It's like an example of our Rabbanan Dvar Mitir Chachamim. It's an unusual lashon. It says Nidro Shalom Pichachem. You can do it yourself. We say you can't do it yourself. We said that yesterday. Maybe a Talmud Chacham can do it himself, but Pashto, this is just a backhanded way of saying that it's not a neder. So that's the Mishnah. So now we're Medayik from the Mishnah. Taima, what's the reason that this does not need any type of she'ela by a chacham to Amar Zehu Kvoti? Because the Shimon can say this is my covenant not to accept. Halavachi, but if he wouldn't be able to say such a thing, neder who? If he wouldn't be able to have such a svara, then we would assume it is a neder. So Mani, who is the author of this Mishnah? By the way, this is later on in Daf Samach Gimel. Who is the author of this Mishnah? E Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. If it's a Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, it's Nidiz Ruzin Avi. But it's a regular example of Nidiz Ruzin. He's just like in our Mishnah here, Daf Chav Gimel, he wants his friend to eat by him, so he makes a neder, and we say it's Nidiz Ruzin, so it's not a good neder. So too there, what's the difference? So why would it be a good neder if he wouldn't be able to say Zeil Kvodi? So Elishma Minah Pliki Rabbanan Alei. So you must be that Mishnah is according to the Rabbanan. Meaning, and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and the Rabbanan have an argument, and the Rabbanan do not hold of Nidrei Zeruzin outside the context of Mekach U'Memkar. So this is Ryan number one that we try to bring, that Mishnah must be in the authorship of the Rabbanan, who argued with Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, and the Rabbanan hold that Nidrei Zeruzin only exists by Mekach u'Memkar, and outside of that, it would be a good nether. So the Gemara says, no, maybe not. La'olam. Let's finish for the answer first, and then we'll mention something. La'olam Elazar ben Yaakov. No, maybe that mission is Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. Didn't Rav Elazar ben Yaakov say the idea of Nidrei Zeruzin, and this is an example of Nidrei Zeruzin, so even without the Svara of Zeo Kvodi, it shouldn't be a good neder. So the Gemara says no. Umote Rav Elazar ben Yaakov Bahai de Nidra Have. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov would agree in that case that that's a good neder. That's not a regular case of a neder shel Zeruz. Again, think exactly what the case is. Reuven goes to Shimon and says, I aser everything on me if your son doesn't accept, if you don't accept the stuff for your son. So he's trying to give his son something. He's asering on himself, and he's trying to give Shimon's son. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov would say that's not a regular case of neder shel zeruz. Why? De omar lei. Because Reuven, there's a reason we could think that Reuven was really serious when he made this neder. De omar lei, Reuven could say, lo kalbana, am I a dog? All day you give me stuff, and I eat from you, and you're not accepting anything from me? What, I eat and I don't give? I'm like a dog? So that's what we can assume, that he was really serious. He said, if you don't take this, I'm not getting anything from you. I asur. I don't want to keep taking stuff from you if you don't take anything from me. So says Rav Elazar, says the Gemara, that's a reason that in that Mishnah, even Rav Elazar ben Yaakov would agree it's not a neder shel zeruz. Because the guy is serious. There's a reason for us to think that Reuven is serious in what he says. The Ran has two ideas here to explain this last line. One is the first one, what I just said. And that is, you know, he doesn't want it to go in one direction. He wants it to go in both directions. That's the Ran. V'hacha hu shayach l'meimer hachi, only here. In our Mishnah, it's the same direction. So our Mishnah, it's the same direction. Right, it's right. He could say, you know, I want you to eat, and if you don't come, I'm going to ask for everything on you. So the Mishnah is the same direction, but that's shot number one of the Ran. The second shot of the Ran is va'acherim omrim, about the 20 lines down of the Ran, a little different. Why would I be so forceful in trying to give your son something? It must be because you've done me a lot of favors. It must be that you've done a lot for me. And if you've done a lot for me, so then we have an umdana. We assume that you're very serious because he did a lot for you. So it must be that you want to do a lot for him. That's why this case is different. If you're trying to give his son such a huge matana of weed and barrels, it must be that he's done a lot for me, and therefore we assume that it's serious. But again, in our Mishnah, there's no reason for us to believe. You know, everybody invites people over for Shabbos. Halavai, every Shabbos we should, right? There's no reason for us to have an umdana to assume that he's serious. So that's Ron, two little different focuses about what exactly the pshat of this line is. But either way, the Gemara says, no raya from that case of the Mishnah, because there's reason for us to believe that in that case of the Mishnah, he was serious. Okay, period. There is a important ha'ara of the Keren Ora. Karen over here on this Gemara. So what did our Gemara say, quoting this Mishnah? That if I say everything's usher, if your son doesn't accept, so he could say, hey, it's my kfodi. This is my covenant not to accept. In the coming up lines, we're gonna have a similar case, and we're gonna have a principle called Ki'ilu Hiskabalti. Even if I don't get something, I'm able to say, it's as if it happened. It's as if I accepted. I owe you money, and I'm mocha, Ki'ilu Hiskabalti. So ask the Karen Ora, why in this case wouldn't he be able to say Kilu his kabalti? Meaning I say I want to give something to your son, and let's say you don't accept it. So why didn't the Mishnah suggest that he could say, it's as if I got it? It's as if I got it. The Gemara is about to say that in the next context in a minute. So why wouldn't Kilu his kabalti work in this first case? Again, where the case is Reuven says, everything's usher to me if your son doesn't accept. So let Shimon say, it's as if my son accepted it. It's as if I got it. Says the Karen Ora, Hadelo Amrinan Bereisha Bahalishna Kilu is Kabalti Mishum Dezelo Mahani Lagabi Madir Shehu wrote to Dafke Sheyakabel Aval Hacha Gabi Nafshi Matzalameimer Hachi Vlimcha Lohanesina. If the Madir, if the one making the Neder is saying, no, I make a Neder that I should get something, or else something's Aser, then that Madir could say Kilu is Kabalti. He's the one making the Neder. So if he wants to accept something, and he made a neder to accept something, so he can say it's as if I accepted it. But if he is so interested, says the Karen Ora, in giving, That's why he made the whole neder. He wants to give, he wants to give. So who cares that he said kilu? The other guy said kilu is kabalti. He wants to give, he wants to be a nosein. You can't say kilu nasan. The other guy can say kilu is kabalti, but that won't create something called a nesina. If the madir, the one making the neder, is trying to be a makabel, that he can say kilu is kabalti. But if he's a nosein, so then kilu his kabalti doesn't work. So again, it's not, when you say kilu is kabalti, as we're going to about to have in the Gemara, we don't say it's as if mamish it happened, because then there would be a nesina and a kabbalah. Right? If a man goes over to a woman and says, I want to marry you, and she says, it's as if you gave me a ring. That doesn't work. So if you gave me a ring, it doesn't work. It would save a lot, save time, right? Even by an engagement ring, it would save even more. Kilu is kabalti. Right? But, so that doesn't work. You need a nesina. In a Sina and a Kabbalah. So there could be a Kabbalah, but there can't be in a Sina. And that's why it only works in the second case, which we didn't even have yet. We're going to have it in 2 minutes. And it didn't work in this first case. Yeah.
Or maybe the case where the son is a
Katan.
And say to you,
maybe if the son is a Katan, and Kilu is Kabbalah because he can't be Kona. Right. But that's Acharis Machne, according to some Rishonim. Tosfos says Tzatzaris Machne, he can't be Kona. But Kilu is Kabbalah, could that work for that type of Kenyan? I'm not sure. Okay. That is try number one, and we rejected it. So now try number two. Tashma, about 12 lines down. Second try, we try to prove again. What's the question we're trying to answer? Do the Rabbanan argue on Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov or not? Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, as an example of Nidvei Zuzin, even by inviting people for meals, do the Rabbanan argue with that? So Tashma, second try. Homer lechaveiro, it's the seifa of that Mishnah. Homer lechaveiro konim sha'atananis li, im i'ata nosein lebni. It's the opposite case. Reuben says to Shimon, you're not allowed to get hana from me unless you give my son wine and wheat. So it's the opposite case. Again, Reuben says to Shimon, you better give my son stuff or else all your stuff is asur on me. So Rabbi Meir says with the Bach, asur ajayitain. Yeah, that's a good net there. Right, it's asur. Shimon cannot get any benefit from Reuven until Shimon gives Reuven's sons this stuff. The Chachamim omer, and the Chachamim say no. Avze yachol lahadir is nidor shel al pi Chacham. This nether is also on flimsy ground and could get out of it very easily. She yachol omer lo harenu kilu is kabalti, because that's a case where Reuven could say, "I said." What did Reuven say? You're asur to me unless you give my son stuff. It's as if you gave my son stuff. It's as if you gave my son stuff. He could say that. So therefore, you don't have to do Atar Zadarim. It's as if the nether was fulfilled. Ki'ilu his kabalti. It's as if it happened. The Ran adds that this is only when his sons are smuchim al shulchano. The third to last skinny line in the Ran. V'davka k'shabanim smuchim al shulchano. When is the father allowed to say it's as if my sons got it, only if they rely on him for panasa? So then it's one bank account, it's one table, and he can say it as if my son's got it. But if his sons live somewhere else and they're 30 years old and they make their own living, he can't say it as if my son's got it. They have that right. Only they have that right. He can't say that. So that is limitation of the run. But either way, so what do you see from the Mishnah? Let's go back to the Gemara. Taima da amar ein kilus kabalti. Why does that work? Why does that Mishnah, that case work, that it's not considered a serious neder? Because Reuven could say this if I got it. Halav achi nederu. But again, without this claim, if he wouldn't be able to say kilus kabalti, we would say that that is a significant neder. So Mani, who is this? Ir, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, nidiz yuzin have. If it's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, it shouldn't be a significant neder, even without any excuses, because it's just an encouraging neder. So again, it must be that the authorship of that Mishnah is the Rabbanan, and they are going to Bozab and Yaakov, meaning Nidrei Zeruzin is limited to Mekach u'Memkar. And again, the Gemara says no. Lo, la'olam Bozab and Yaakov. Maybe that Mishnah again is Rabbozab and Yaakov. Doesn't Rabbozab and Yaakov say that encouraging Nidarim, Nidrei Zeruzin, do not have any significance? Umodur Abeliezer behind Nidra Have. Again, there's a specific reason there that we could assume that Reuven was serious. And it wasn't just an encouraging neder. Why? Mishum to Amar Leh, because Reuven could say, again, what was the neder in the second case? All of your stuff is usur if, I'm sorry, right, the Lashon is, right, konim sh'atan nenesli, right, you're not allowed to get any benefit from me if you don't give stuff to my son. So we can assume that he was serious. Why? Before him with the line about the dog, here we have the opposite line. Lav malka ana, demanina l'chava atlo mahanis li, I give you stuff all my life, you don't give me anything? If you don't give me stuff, then everything's all my stuff is also to you. So again, there's a reason why we might think, it's not like the greatest meet the Stovos, but there's a reason we might think that he is serious and it's not It's not an Nidre's Rusin. So, end number two, we're again stuck without a Raya. Two important deos in the Ran. It's quoted, the Ran quotes the Rashba, and then quotes another deo, the second wide line in the Ran. The cuss of Rashba. How far-reaching is the principle of Ki'ilu Hiskabalti? Fine, it works if I'm owed money, if you as if I got the money. But look at this case. Because of Rashba. Didafka b'kiyum maisa shayach l'meimah harina ki'ilu Hiskabalti. If it's a kiyum maisa, something didn't happen, are you allowed to say it's as if it happened? So then it works. Tekivan shafilu hayim akabu b'meinu hayachala haxer lo. Because if I say it's as if you gave me $100, so why should that work? Because even if you gave me $100, I can give it back to you. So the same thing could be reached. So I could say it's as if you gave it to me and I gave it back. The lashon we had a few weeks ago. But what about the opposite case of bitul hamaisa? Fourth line, avol bebitul maisa could go and sha'amar nechasei asurin alecha im teilech l'makom ploni. Everything's usur to you if you go to such and such a place and you went. Could I say it's as if you didn't go? It's as if you didn't go. A bitul maisa, says the Rashba. Come on, you can't pretend that something didn't. If something didn't happen, you can pretend that it happened. Kiyum maisa, but the opposite way does not work. Bitul hamaisa, you cannot say ki'ilu lo halakta because he went. That's the Rashba. What? We'll get to that in a second. And there's the Rashba's lashon inside is the efshar shelo yihya mashakvar haya. If it was already, it was already. And then the Ran quotes another day, fifth line. Vikamanda palik shafil ben yizay yachalom arkein. Others say no, that even this could work. Why? Shaoso tnayat smolo armam mitchila lahashlo mitzono. It's all about what he wants. So if he decides that he's okay with this, then he's okay with it. Even bitul hamaisa, you could say kilos kaba. It's as if you didn't. You went. It's okay. It's as if you didn't go. It's like a mechila. It's a question. How does mechila work? Kilo is kabalti or not? But these are two important days in the Ran, and it's 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. The Rama writes in the end of Reish Lamed Beis. These 2 days are quoted. That's the machlokas, 2 days in the Ramah and the end of Simen Reish Lamed Beis. And if you look in the Shach here, the Shach says, look later on in Simen Reish Nun Ches. If you look in Reish Nun Ches, you have the following case in the Shulchan Aruch. Ish ve'isha shekibolem cheirem lehisgarish. Husband and wife are having some marital problems, and they each put a cheirem on each other that we have to get divorced. Ve'hamidu knasos al kachal etztaka. And if we don't get divorced by such and such a date, we each have to give $50,000 to that charity organization. Right, they get knasas litztaka. V'yacharachnas paisu shlo lizgarish. And then they decide, Baruch Hashem, shalom bayis prevails, and they decide not to get divorced. So what's the halacha? Yesh misha omer shepeturim mehaknasos. Some say they're pater from knasos. V'hu hadin b'shar dvarim kayotzi bazeh. Some say, even though they say they're going to do this with knasos, it's not just monetary knasos. There's other knasos as well. It's okay. It's okay. So this is this issue. Bitul HaMaisa, could you consider as if it happened, if it didn't happen? So the Shach quotes this Shulchan Aruch. Here the Shulchan Aruch only quotes one day. Yesh misha omer shepeter meyakadosh. Some say that it could work. It could work as if it occurred. Midiloha midu, says the Shach there, because the only reason they did the knasis is because they didn't want each other to be ma'akev, one another. And here, since it's their ratzon, like the second day here of the Ran. Okay. One other point related to this Gemara of Ki'ilu Hiskabalti. Yesterday we spoke about Yom Kippur, Yom HaKippurim, Kol Nidre. So it's only fitting today that we can speak a little bit about Purim. Purim, Yom HaKippurim, Kippurim. The Rama says, Tav Reish Sadik Hey. The Rama says, V'im Sholeach Manos L'Re'ehu V'hu Eino Rotze L'Kablam O Mochelo. You send Sholeach Manos to somebody and they don't accept it. No, I have enough, thanks. Please give it to somebody else. I have enough, I'm taken care of. What's the halacha, Yosei? The Rama says, Yatsa. Your Yotzei Shalach Manos, even if they don't accept it. That's the Ramah. And the Pri Chadash argues on the Ramah, Minayelo Atkan Divrei Pri Chadash. I don't know, where does the Ramah get this from? Says the Karban Nisanel. The Karban Nisanel in the first parak of Maseches Megillah. You can look it up. It's Os Tes. Vim Shalach L'Reyo V'Huena Rosal L'Kabel. Kakas of Ramah, Yatsa. The Kazal Pri Chadash, Teme Minayinulo. The Darki Moshe, Lokas Emidin Ma'ari Brin. Where does this come from? Where does this come from? That the Ramah is right. So the Karban Asanel says, V'hevi raya l'dvarav mimisaches nedarim argamar kilus kabalti. So it works. Kilus kabalti. It's as if he got it. So the Karban Asanel says, argamar is a raya to the Ramah, that even if there is an exceptional Achmanos, it works. Says the Chasam Sofer, quoting the Ramah and the Pri Chodesh and the Karban Asanel, what is the Chasam Sofer going to say? It depends on, we had a share about this a couple years ago, that what Shalach Manos is all about. It was a famous machlokes. Once a year, you got to mention it, about Mishloach Manos. What is the ta'am ha-mitzvah of the mitzvah d'rabbanan of Shalach Manos? Machlokes is known as the machlokes between the Trumas Hadeshen and the Manos Halevi. The Trumas Hadeshen in Kuf Yud Aleph asks, are you allowed to send clothing for Shalach Manos? That's his shayla. Kuf Yud Aleph. B'nei Adam ha-shochim l'chadeireyem b'purim chalukim v'sadinim. Rashid. Yod simi de Shalach Manos ulo. Are you yotzi or not? Says the Trumas Hadeshen, no. Yiradein yotzi bahen. Why? Denira tam bim Shalach Manos hu kadesha yehei l'kol echa dai v'safik l'kayim hasuda kadina. Shalach Manos is in order to enable the receiver to make a nice suda. I don't know if he was talking about tablecloths here, because that could be used for the suda. But either I say he's talking about a shirt. So says the Trumas Hadeshen, you can't use it for Shalach Manos if it's not something. He says at the end, no. To Ashkan b'shum makom, they make rimanos el b'midi de michli u mishti. Says another reason. No, you have manos for food, so that's going to be for the suda. So that's one idea. You have to set something that's good for the suda. The other idea, the manos alevi, Rav Shlomo Alkevitz in his commentary on Megillas Esther says the whole purpose of Shalach Manos is to ava v'yachma v'shalom b'reus, the opposite of what Haman wanted to do. He said, I'm a fuzer mefurad bein ha'amim. They're separated and distant from each other, and we do the opposite of that. Laharbos hashalom v'areus hefech mergiloso shalatzar she'amar mefuzer mefurad pirsha makam sheroi lios am echad hina mefuzar mefurad b'machlokes l'chein tiklu Shalach Manos. Says the Chasam Sofer, the Ramah's totally on this. Forget the Gemara. If the reason is Ava V'Yachla like the Manos Halevis, then it works. If he didn't accept it, he still did Ava V'Yachla. Oh, thank you so much. It's wonderful. But you know what? So-and-so is also needy. Give that. So you got the Ava V'Yachla. But in terms of the Suda, that's what it should have worked. So the Gemara says, he quotes the Karban Asanel's Raya, and then he says, Ani Omer, I'm not so sure. Because if you go like the Trumas Hadeshen, so then maybe it wouldn't work. Unless you say, what, when you gave it, it had potential to be used for the Suda. So maybe, but that is the, that's the Chasam Sofer's Ha'ara on this.
If it's
Kilos Kabalti,
he got it. So
right.
He chose not to use it for
the Suda. Right. Kilos Kabalti might mean the Karban Asanel would answer back. It's as if he got. It's as if he's using it. It's as if he's using it for the Suda. It's as if he got it and could have used it for the Suda.
Right.
So if he got it and could have used it for the Suda. He chose it. Right. Right. Not everything you're going to give is going to be used. Okay. Okay, next. Try number three. Try number three now. Amalei Markashisha, Braid Rav Chisda L'Ravashi. Markashisha, the son of Rav Chisda, says to Ravashi. You see on the side? Ayn Rashi Ksubis Peites. Remember Rashi there said? Oh, like Menachem's issue and Yisrael. Right. There are two people, two brothers with the same name. There were two brothers. Rav Chisda had two sons with the same name. And the older one they called Mar Kashisha, the older one. And the Sawyer they called Mar Yanuka. Two brothers with the same name. The not really Don Bizman Azeh, two brothers with the same name, just a different nickname. And the Sharmasyan Balacha quotes this, and he quotes that from the Sefer Chasidim that we don't do this. Right, they weren't makbid on these issues bizman hagamara. Ayin Hara issues. So Mark Shisha says, Toshma, another try, Nidre Onsin, later on in this parak. Right, remember our parak started off, four types of Nidarim that he tiru chachamim. One of them was Nidre Onsin. What's an example of a neder shal ones? He diru chaveru shi yochal etzlo, I make a neder that you have to eat by me. You have to come for Shabbos. And what happened? V'chalahu. And he got sick. Who got sick? Which of the parties? Who got sick? So the Mefarish here says the Mizuman. Right, about six lines up in the Mefarish. The one who was invited got sick. And the Shalmi Nidarim here says that that's what it has to be. It has to be because if the Mizamin got sick, the Mizuman can still come. So it has to be the Mizuman got sick. There's a Rashi later, there's a Mefarish later on in the Masechta that says otherwise, and the Shalmi Nidarim thinks it must be a wrong Gersa. So V'chalahu, the Mizuman got sick, or Shechala Benor, the Mizuman's son got sick, or my kids got sick, right, I can't come. Or She'ikvo Nahar, or the river overflowed, Halav Hachi Neder. Right, so again, the Mishnah says these are all examples of Nidrei Onsin. But without these excuses, meaning if the son hadn't gotten sick, or the father hadn't gotten sick, it would be a good Neder. But what do you mean? Hamani? Isn't this another example of an encouraging type of neder? E, Rabbi Zerman Yaakov, Zeruzinave. If it's Rabbi Zerman Yaakov, this is another example of Nidri Zeruzinave. I want you to eat by me, so I make a neder. So then why should it be a good neder? El alav Rabbanan upligi. So again, maybe this must be the sheet of the Rabbanan, and therefore an answer to our question, that the Rabbanan argued on Rabbi Zerman Yaakov. So the Gemara answers no. Again, there's a specific reason in that Mishnah that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov would agree that it's not a nether shel zirus. La olam Elazar ben Yaakov. Really, it's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov's opinion. Umisavris da adre mazmino lezmina. This isn't a regular case where the inviter did the inviting to the invitee. Lo dezmina adre lemazmina. It's where the invitee initiated the discussion with the inviter. To Amarle, because the Shimon said to Reuven, "Maz mizamnis lilus udasech. Could you please invite me for lunch? Could you please Amarle in? Fine, you're invited. Neder zealecha. You make a neder about it. Vinadar, and he made the neder. Unclear exactly. Machlokas Tosas in the Rush. Who exactly ended up making the neder? The mizuman or the mazman? Either way, vinader. V'chalahu oshachalah benoshik v'onar harilin nidrei onsin. So that's an example of nidrei onsin, which is significant. Meaning what? Because here, of course, he's serious. Because the initiate, what's usually Nidri Zeruzin? I want to make sure that Reuven wants to make sure that Shimon does it, so he makes a neder. But here, Shimon initiated the whole thing. So, of course, he's serious. So, if he makes a neder, it must be a serious neder. It's not a regular example of a neder shel Zeruz. So, again, no answer to our question. Four, the fourth and final one, which will be accepted, Baruch Hashem, Tashma. Yeser al Kain. Yeser al Kain. There's, Tosefta says, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Shita applies even here. What do you mean, even? What's the even? What's the Yeser al Kain? So Ron gives two pshatim. Even though Yeser al Kain, one pshat is, even though here you can have the line that we had earlier about Lav Kalba'ana, right? He's going to be able to say that line here. Still, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is not interested in that line. And number two is, a second pshat is that even though he's going to be very specific in what he says in this line, still, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is going to consider it a neder shel zirus. Now let's see the case. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Omer lechaveira, kodem shani nana lecha, im iata misarech etzli. I'm not going to get any benefit from you unless you come to me for lunch. V'tochal imi paschama v'tishni imi koschamen. And you eat with me hot bread and you drink with me hot water. Right? I'm usher to you unless you do this for me. V'halahik v'kinecto. And the other guy didn't want to. Avilin edriz ruzin. So that's an example of a neder shel zirus. So you see, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says there, that's not a significant neder. Let's go with the second shot of the Ran. Even though he was so specific, hot water, hot bread, right? So even so, it's still a neder shel zirus. And what is the Tosefta end off? The Chachamim do not agree with him. So my lahod lo Chachamim, what does that mean? La da'afilu b'kamaisa. Doesn't that mean that they argue on the whole principle of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov? That neder zeruzin does not apply, they hold, outside of Mekach u'Memkar. V'shmamina, pligi rabbanan alei, shmamina. So we prove that the rabbanan do in fact argue on Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Answer to our first question. Do they, what's the halacha? What about the second part of the question? My havi Allah, what's the halacha like? Tashma, dam Rafuna. Rafuna says, halacha Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, v'china marava de marava, halacha Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So we not only have an argument between them, but Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is we hold like him, meaning Mishnah's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Kavanaki overrules the Rabbim in this case. Period. Interesting ha'ara that I thought one can mention on the bottom on this case that was brought from the Tosefta. So what does he say? The Ran says he's so specific. Hot water and hot bread. Still, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says he's not so serious. Din zeh zeruzin. So maybe this could fit into a tshuva of Rav Moshe. Because Kamash Malan, that's the Chiddush. What's the Kamash Malan? Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says that don't take it so seriously that it's so specific. Saying hot bread isn't so specific. So one can say, it's just like saying bread. Why? So remember the Rav Moshe's shuva about toasters. Rav Moshe says in Yaradeya, in Chelek Gimel Simin Chav Dalid, does a toaster need tevila? So Rav Moshe's, this is Tavshin Lamed Vav, 1976, so not the toaster ovens like we have today. He was talking about the old-fashioned toasters that you only put bread in from the top. Right? So you can't put anything flat. So it can only be used for bread. There's nothing else that it can be used for. So Cesar Moshe, does that require tefillas? This is a large issue related to many electronic appliances. How do you tovel? How and if? You know, George Foreman's and others. But Moshe says, by the old-fashioned toasters, a chiddush, it does not need tefillah. Moshe in Gimel Chavdalad in Yaradeya. Why? Because it's not called a kli su'uda. Why not? Ula klesuda nechshuv dvarim shuutzarach lesuda mitzad abishol afshe mivinos on the shulchan umakam suda. You're right. Klesuda are even things that you use in the kitchen. You don't have to bring it to the table. But what about this? Avol hatoaster shemiyabshim sham pas afui betov. What does a toaster do? It takes ready to eat edible bread, and what does it do? It makes it better a little bit. V'roy lachilos kol adam. Ein lach shivo tzarach asuda b'shvil mashi ish rotzim liyabish apashen noem luhuksas yoser meyachish lochaz klum lapas gam belozek. Could you eat the bread? You could eat the bread. So it becomes toast. So in English, it goes from bread to toast. So what? It was bread beforehand. It was bread afterwards. A klei suda is something that helps prepare food, not something that comes to enhance food. This isn't a food preparer. This is a food enhancer. It says Rav Moshe, and that's not a klei suda. So what comes out of Rav Moshe? Pas chama, that's not so special. I think halachically significant about making the bread hot or toasted. So maybe that's alluded to in the Kamash Malan of, right, pas chama. So Rav Lozman Yaakov says, no, that's not such a change. Okay, that's a thought. But maybe you could say, I was thinking just the opposite on the next line. It also says kos chamin, right? Hot water is also no difference. There is a discussion by some of the Rishonim in the context of Bishalach Arbishal in Hilcha Shabbos. Bishalach Arbishal, major machlokas aposkim, is that we pass a name Bishalach Arbishal by Yavesh, but yes by Lach. By dry foods, ain't Bishalach Arbishal, midaraisa. Right? If something, you have a kugel that was cooked, so that you, if you cook it again, you can't violate daraisa. Drabanan, there are issues. How to put it back on the fire, covered fire, other drabanan issues. But we pass in by Lach, by wet foods, by soup, yesh Bishalach Arbishal. The Rambam and others, Shulchan Aruch says, ain't Bishalach Arbishal, even by Lach, even by liquids. Even by liquids. Why? Because once something's cooked, it's cooked. So you made soup. Even when the soup cools off, it's still soup. It was still cooked. So ain't bishlach habishol. Once bishol is done, bishol is done. What about water? What about hot water? Would the Rambam say his shita of ain't bishlach habishol by lach even by boiling hot water? So what would you say? So there's a drushas haran. The drushas haran on page kuf chaf tes in the normal drushas haran. The Ran says he's talking about Nisan. B'nisan nigal, b'nisan asitin lihigayel. So what does the Ran say? Kishasher kibel tzura achas. Once something happens to an object or to a thing once, gam ki testalik atzura himininahu, even though that situation leaves, if it happens again, the second time it's easier to happen. What's my raya, says the Ran? Gotta ask the physicist for this. When you boil up water and then it cools off, I asked my wife last night, she says she thinks so, and then it cools off, when you boil it up again, it takes a drop shorter to boil it up, once it's cooled off. Something with the chemicals and all the atoms in the water. Once you boil, I'm sure I'm going to get some emails about this today. Ki amayim kishahuchmu v'kiblu tzuras achom, gam kinis karu yekabu achom shenis yoser bakalus, says the Ran. V'b'nei shachom arishon chalchalu v'diktiku chalkeyem, the first heat did something, and therefore even water that was heated up and boiled and cooled off, it's different. It's different that that's the shot of Nisan Nigal, but Nisan Asitid Ligoyal. Once it happened in Nisan once, it's easier to happen in Nisan than any of the other Yom Tovim, any other Chadashim. That's the Ran. So there, that's not the opposite of the Ramosha. That's water. It is significant when you heat it up, even water. So kos chamin. So you have Ramosha on the one hand, and you have the Ran on the other hand. Ramosha and the Tshuva just water. Yes, I think he says hot water is different. Hot water, yeah, I'm sorry, I forgot to read that part. But he says, yeah, it's not like water. Hot water is different than cold water. That's more of a change than toast and bread. He says that because some people, you're not going to drink cold tea. You'll eat bread. But cold tea, bring cold tea to the table, nobody's going to drink it. So haraya, it's very different. Oh, so it fits in. Rav Moshe also is bechala. Okay. Okay, bye, let's continue. Masisin. Next Mishnah. Nidre Havai. So the second we talk about Nidre Zeruzin, what about Nidre Havai? Exaggerations. What's an example? Amar. Konimim lo re'isi b'derech hazeh ko'li Mitzrayim. I make a neder that I must have seen 600,000 people on this street today. Right? Oli Mitzrayim. 600,000 men. And men, obviously we say it's not a serious neder because he's just exaggerating. People say it was up to the Shemayim. Right? It was just an exaggeration. Or I saw a snake as big as the board they use in the wine press, the Beis Chabad. So that also, the Rush and others say that is also an exaggeration. Didn't see such a big snake. The Ran says, and we're going to read the following Gemara according to the Ran. It's a major Girsa issue in the following Gemara. We're going according to the Ran. The Ran says that the two lines of the Mishnah are really two different points. The first line is a pure exaggeration. He didn't see so many people. The second line is just a pure lie. Because the Gemara is going to say that this, he's comparing the snake to the board, not in terms of size, but in terms of tsura. In terms of the ridges on a snake's back and the ridges on a korah beis habad, so that's just a nachash doesn't look like the korah beis habad. So it's stam a lie, stam sheker. He's just saying shtus. That's why, and everybody knows it's meaningless. Everybody knows he's just saying sheker. So that's the second half of the Mishnah. The first half of the Mishnah is an exaggeration that we know he's just being beyond the realm of reality. And the second one is just pure lie, pure sheker. That's how the Ran reads the Mishnah, and that's how we're going to read it. The Sharm Masechta Balacha here beautifully says, you find four types of speech throughout Shas. You find MS, you find sheker, right? Truth and falsehood. Then you find guzma, which we're going to have here. This is an example of guzma, exaggeration. And then sometimes you find, like we had in Yavamis, bididami, where you think you're telling the truth, but you're not. You estimate. The woman's going to think her husband died, and he didn't. Bit the dummy. So you have MS Sheker, Guzma, and Bit the dummy. So interesting. He quotes examples of those four categories of speech. Okay, there's something to say on the Mishnah, but first let's do the Amud. Tana. So look at the side. We're going to go with the side girsa. Sar Machirim. Kishem Shenidre Havai Mutarin Kach Shvuas Havai Mutaros. See what that is on the left side? Not our girsa. Just like exaggerate neder of exaggerations are mutter, so too, meaning you don't even have to do anything, so too shvuos of exaggerations are mutter. So back to the Gemara. So heichi dami shvuos havai. So what is an example of a exaggeration shvua? What do you say? Ilema to amr shvua imlo reisi, meaning what's a parallel case of shvua to our Mishnah, which is about neder? Ilema to amr shvua imlo reisi baderech hazeh. I swear that I didn't see 600,000. So midam kamar. So what's That's what are you saying? So you didn't see. So nobody saw that much. So that can't be what the shvua is. So Amar Rabbi, no, this is the shvua. Do Amar shvua sheraisi. That's the opposite lashon. I swear that I saw 600,000 people. That's the case of a shvua, which is an exaggerated shvua, and it's a meaningless shvua. So Amar le Rava im kain lama le lemeimar. According to Rava, so what's the chiddush of that line? That of course that's an exaggerated shvua. The ode dumya denedrik tani. And also, if that's the case we're talking about, but we have to parallel Shvua to Neder. And this is the Ran talking now. In our Mishnah, Neder had two cases you could talk about. It had the Oli Regalim line, and it had the snake like the Beis Habad line. So where's that second case here? We just gave an example of the first case, of the, I swear that the, I saw 600,000 people. So Ela Amarava, you're right, this is the case. This is the case of a Shvua, an exaggerated Shvua, which is mutter. And there's going to be a chiddush to it. But Omer, a person says as follows: Ye asru peros haolam alai b'shvua. It's a little, sounds like a neder kind of, but the Rashba and the Ran say really it means a shvua here. I swear that all fruit in the world should be usher to me. Im lo ra'isi baderech hazek oli regalim. If I didn't see 600,000 people, you know, so then all fruit is usher to me. Period. So that's what Rava says the case is. So explains the Ran. That case is not such a chiddush, because we know that from a nether. They're both exaggerated, but the second half would be a chiddush. This is the Ran on the third skinny line on the next Amud, on Chaf Hayamad Aleph. The chiddush is the Koras Beis Havad line. Why? What's the chiddush? If a person swear, I swear that all fruit should be usher to me, or I swear that I won't eat any fruit, if I didn't see a snake that looks like the Beis Havad. So says the Ran, you know what the chiddush of that case is? It's a meaningless oath, and therefore the fruit is mutter to you. But you know what? You get malchus for shvua shav. That's the chiddush of the line. It's mutter just like the nether is mutter, meaning the nether is meaningless. You didn't see a snake like that. You didn't see so many people like that. But you know what the chiddush is about shvua? Kishem, that even though the fruit are mutter to you, you're going to get malchus for shvua shav. There's no such thing, it's an important line of the Ran, there's no such thing as a nether shav. See about the eighth skinny line on the next Amud. The nether shav lo ashkechan. There's no such thing as a nether shav. But there is such a thing as a shvua shav, and you're going to get malchus for the shvuas shav. Two more lines. Amalei Ravina Leravashi, V'dilma haigavra kina deshimshin mechaza, V'asik lahon shma oli regalim, V'shaber mishtava. Why do we think this guy's exaggerating anyway? Maybe this guy saw an anthill, and he sees millions of ants going up the hill, and he named them the Oli Mitzrayim. He named this hill Mitzrayim, and maybe he says, I saw so many Oli Mitzrayim today, and he's talking about the ants. How do we know that that's, maybe he's telling the truth? So Gemara says, no, come on. Amar le, ki mishtaba, that's done mishtaba. When people swear, they swear, al das, you know, of us. Va'anan lo maskinen afshin ashum shamane. We don't think about ants. We don't think that that's in the realm of possibility. That's what he did, period. And even if he did, but ladaito. Right, we said the Ran, or the one of the other Rishonim say, we know by Nedarim and Shavuos, you go by Lashem B'nei Adam. Lashem B'nei Adam, don't call ants Oli Mitzrayim. Period. Okay, Bezrim, tomorrow we'll have to start with a comment that I wanted to make on the Mishnah. And that is about the bracha that you say when you see 600,000 Jews. Baruch HaChama Razim, Bezrim, we'll start with that tomorrow. Tomorrow we got some Agadata. Sitzes.